make cornbread just with nothing in it but water. Just stir it up with water. Just the meal and water.
Plain cornmeal?
Plain cornmeal and water. Some of them don't even put salt in it.
That sounds nasty.
And, well, no, it couldn't be nasty. It's just clear water and
well, not nasty in that sense, but it just sounds like it'd be bad to eat.
Well,
or just
it isn't as good as some that had soda and buttermilk in it.
Oh, God, with no salt, it just seems like it would
I'd want salt, too, but you see, there's a lot of people now that can't eat salt.
Yeah.
So they could leave that out, but old-time people, a lot of them, I've been to people's houses that put bread on while I was there. They'd say they had to put the bread on, and they'd put the bread on, and that's what they'd do. And some of them would put salt in it, and some of them would make it with buttermilk and soda, and some of them would just make it with water.
Was it a lot more common to use to have cornmeal for a meal than biscuits?
Oh yes, years and years ago, you only had biscuit for Sunday breakfast.
Oh yeah,
and had to have cornbread all the rest of the time.
Was that because flour was more expensive mm-hmm. than cornmeal?
Yeah, and they didn't raise as much wheat, and they didn't have money to buy wheat flour with.
Yeah.
So, and they could raise corn, so they ate cornbread all the week, and they had biscuit on Sunday.
Something to look forward to. Did you ever make the kind of cornbread, or I don't guess you'd call it cornbread, there may be another name for it, that would come out and it wouldn't be hard, it'd be mushy, and you'd have to dip it out?
Spoon bread?
Yeah, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you'd call
yeah.
it, right. How, is that just a regular cornbread recipe and you just don't let it cook as long?
No. It's a different recipe altogether, just like a fruitcake's a different recipe from a pound cake.
Hmm.
It's just a different recipe altogether.
So it's not that it's just a lot more soupy or battery than cornbread?
No, you do eat it, you dip it out with a spoon when you put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
But it's a different.
Was it sweet like a pudding, or is that how you'd eat it, or would it just?
No, you just eat it along with your vegetables. Say like a lot of people eat potatoes or rice or something like that with vegetables.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. I hadn't had any of that. I'll have to find me a recipe and make some up. Did you used to cook it a lot?
No, I never did cook it, but just a few times. It was easier for me just to cook it, and we just liked the other better anyway. So I didn't cook it many times.
Okay. When you're distinguishing between homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store, what would you call the kind you buy at the store?
Well, you'd call it loaf bread.
Yeah, okay.
And you'd call that at home homemade bread.
Okay. What do you call the kind of food that you cut out, well, if you're making it, you cut out in a circle and then cut the hole in the middle and fry
donuts.
It in deep fat, yeah. Is there anything else you'd call it if you shaped it a different way, that kind of dough, and still fried it? Or would you have any other names for it?
Yes, I guess so, but I don't know what the names would be because I never did do it. Except the donuts.
Okay. How about pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say if you made them out of, what do you usually make yours out of, just white flour?
No, I usually put a third meal in my pancakes.
But you still call them?
Pancakes.
Right?
Uh-huh. I'd put a third a cup of meal and two-thirds a cup of flour. That proportion,
yeah,
you know,
right.
according